Lummis maps path to combine. Senate Committees on Clarity Act. Senator Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming used a public appearance today to walk through the Senate's procedural path for the Clarity Act, the digital asset market structure bill that passed the House last summer. The most concrete item, combining the Senate Banking Committee and Senate Agriculture Committee drafts into a single unified text before bringing it to the floor. Lummis chairs the Senate Banking Subcommittee on Digital Assets and has been the most vocal Republican advocate for moving the bill this year. Her comments, posted by Cointelegraph just after midnight UTC on May 20, 2026, are the clearest readout yet of what the Senate timeline actually looks like. The procedural bottleneck, the Clarity Act, sits at the intersection of two committees because it touches both securities regulation, banking's turf, and commodities regulation, agriculture's turf. Each committee has been working its own version since the House bill arrived. Lummis confirmed those two work products now need to be merged before either chamber leadership will schedule a floor vote. This is not a small step. Banking and agriculture have historically disagreed on where to draw the line between SEC and CFTC authority for digital assets. The House bill leans towards CFTC primacy for most spot tokens, with the SEC retaining authority over assets that meet the Howey investment contract test. The Senate banking draft is reportedly more SEC-friendly. Reconciling those texts is the substantive fight, not just a procedural formality. Inside the House-passed text, the Clarity Act, as passed by the House, assigns most spot crypto trading oversight to the CFTC and creates a registration pathway for digital commodity exchanges. It also defines a mature blockchain test that would exempt sufficiently decentralized networks from securities treatment. Tokens that fail the test default to SEC jurisdiction. For banks and broker-dealers, the bill clarifies custody rules and removes the SAB 121 accounting treatment that had forced custodians to hold crypto on their balance sheets at full value. SAB 121 was already rescinded administratively in January 2025, but the Clarity Act would codify the change so a future SEC cannot reinstate it. For exchanges, the practical effect is the ability to register once with the CFTC rather than facing a patchwork of state money transmitter licenses plus an unclear SEC posture. That registration model is closer to how futures markets operate today. The lobbying picture, the Senate floor fight, is not happening in a vacuum. Earlier this month, banking trade groups stepped up lobbying against provisions they argue would give crypto-native firms a regulatory shortcut around traditional bank supervision. The American Bankers Association and Bank Policy Institute have both circulated talking points opposing the current text. SpendNode covered that pressure in banks bracing for the Clarity Act floor fight earlier in May. Crypto industry groups, including the Blockchain Association and Coinbase's Stand With Crypto, are pushing the other direction. Both sides know the combined committee text is where the substantive trade-offs get locked in. Once a unified bill hits the floor, amendment opportunities narrow significantly. Timing and what watchers are looking for. Lummis did not commit to a specific floor date. The realistic markers to watch. Joint committee markup announcements from Banking Chair Tim Scott and Agriculture Chair John Boozman. Whether the combined text retains the House's CFTC primary structure or shifts SEC ward. The status of the SAB 121 codification language, which banks want narrowed any carve-outs for stablecoin issuers, which are technically covered by the separate Genius Act but interact with clarity definitions. Bitcoin was trading at $76,645 as of May 20, 2026, down 0.7% on the day and down 4.9% on the week, with the Fear and Greed Index at 38, fear. The market is not currently pricing in near-term passage, but a unified committee text would likely move that dial.